Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Can Nikki be honest with what she really wants? Brie gets back in the ring. It's all baby talk and much more. Season 3, Episode 2, Total Bellas.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, way. This is what Nikki's feeling. She wants the baby, but she can't have the baby. Does she want John to be her baby? It's just a whole situation. Welcome, guys. I was just thinking of a song that had baby in it, and that's what came up to mind. Welcome to Total Bellas Season 3, Episode 2. My name is TK Trinidad. I'm going to introduce some of my co-hosts. Stylist to the Stars.
Hey everybody, it's me, Monique Loveless, and I'm super excited about this episode. I feel like she is finally being honest with John about everything she wants.
And Miss Anissa Barr,
hi.
Wrestling knowledge, wrestling guru.
Sure.
She knows.
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
Not really, but
the source.
I'll take it.
The
I'll
source.
I'll
dictionary.
Take it.
The wrestling source.
Not really. But
claim
hi.
It.
Hi.
Just say that's what I am.
I know a lot of wrestling. More than a lot of people think.
I just said you do.
I know.
So who's the other people who don't think you do?
You're surprised.
Okay.
Well, we at this table believe you.
So you said you're happy that Nikki has her voice. How are you feeling about the overall episode?
I felt like this season and this episode was pretty much I didn't realize how close this was. This was all in January. I didn't realize how close this situation was, so it gives me a lot of skeptical in my head. If you called it off, they probably called it off pretty
before.
Much before, and it's been a long time.
So
it makes you think a lot.
Yeah, because I think the promo or whatever, lose my head today. For next episode, they're saying they were broken up before WrestleMania
and Raw 25.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel very Kardashian-esque about this episode because it's been reported that they're back together. So I know what it's saying as far as the timeline, but it just kind of feels like the timing of everything is very like. Off. Very, very apropos, like right before the thing. And then, you know, if you're trying to figure out your own stuff, then it should be brought into the public. Like, they could have literally just continued having everybody think whatever they want to think and just figure out their relationship until they're officially ready to break up or whatever.
And
but,
now,
you know.
Yeah.
Because I really thought the both of them that they were sitting in the bedroom crying, I thought that was going to be like the last episode of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know it would be that close.
So, kind of break down a little bit. So Nikki gets cleared to wrestle. So I guess the timeline, like you're saying, is probably like January, which is kind of good.
Because they say you have 4 months until the wedding, and she kept announcing it 5-5, so that makes it January that they were filming.
So, you know, she gets cleared to wrestle, and it just seems like she's more into the business and wrestling in general, which do you think she took a page out of John's book and just like concentrating on, you know, the business side of things and the love stuff is going to fall into play? Or do you think that was her subconscious saying, like, this doesn't feel right?
Yeah, the first part, because she did mention before she wants to be the female version of John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
So that part.
I mean, I think she thought she took that in during the first two seasons, and she was just like business.
Mm-hmm.
But now that people are having their babies and having more of the family lives and her twin that she's done everything with, is now a mom and experienced something different. Mm-hmm. Makes it different. I was just talking to my friend about this the other day. It's hard to have conversations with people when you don't have kids and they do, because you're talking about things that are totally different. Mm-hmm. Okay. So for your sister to not have the same things that you have going on, even though they have businesses together, the talks are different.
Even the conversation in itself. Okay, so here, let's just gonna be quick. Pretend you just call me and we're having a conversation.
Right. Okay. Right? Let's play this out. Yeah. Hey, girl, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? Denisha, get that out of the way. Jacob, don't do that. Yeah, everything's cool.
Girl, I gotta go.
See, like, I have a friend. She has two kids, and mm-hmm. we've been friends since second grade. And, you know, we have a really great relationship where we don't have to talk to each other every time. But it's just kind of like every time I talk to her, the kids are doing something.
And it's so, and not to say anything about anybody, so don't drag me. It is so annoying. Like, you're like, hey, what's going on? And they're screaming in the background at their kids, trying to get dinner ready, trying to do this, trying to do that. And you're just like, you know what? You got a lot going on. Girl, I'm going to let you go. Call me back when you can.
Yeah, you're mid-conversation trying to, like, tell them what's going on. It's like, it doesn't work out.
Right. And so you end up just having that different convert. You know, you have those different conversations and different feelings, and you're not vibing on the same, you're not on the same page, because now your lives are in different chapters.
I feel like you guys are telling me that this is how it goes.
Well, I mean, it's an understanding. And I think, too, if you want that life, then it's also like, I want to be part of, you know, what my family and friends are doing.
But accidents do happen.
But then, you said accidents do happen.
Yeah.
Well, I've been saying that for forever, so, but you know.
The okie doke.
Yeah, the okie doke. But I think, too, with that, Nikki's also seeing mothers and who are wrestlers have their kids and come back. Like, that's mm-hmm. becoming more of a thing versus, you know, they just go away. So, you know, now I think she's definitely thinking, why can't she have it all?
Yeah.
Her sister's doing it.
Yeah, have her career and be a mom, too. Because, I mean, they've always discussed that. They discussed that in when, you know, her and John were together before in Total Divas. They've always discussed that. Mm-hmm. She's like, Nikki, you want kids. Bree is always telling her, you want kids. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to. And he even said it at the end of this, ended up saying that in his, I knew it was going to happen.
Right.
He's been saying it for seasons. Like, you're going to want a family. Like, that's going to break us up. That's,
right.
We're like, are we really going to stay together?
But it's, he's never really, unless I've missed it, he never really explained why he doesn't want to have kids.
He did explain. He just said he wanted to be able to have more, like, he doesn't have the time to really take care
of the kids. That seems like a BS thing. There's something deeper than that.
I think, here's the situation. I think when he was younger, he wanted to start his career. He went to WWE at a very young age, mm-hmm. and he's so used to that lifestyle for the past 15 years. Mm-hmm. He's so used to it. He probably hasn't really had a legit. I feel him and Nikki, for him, this is a real relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No offense, but I'm offending. His ex-wife, they were high school sweethearts.
Uh-huh.
But that wasn't legit a relationship, because he was on the road 24/7, and she didn't understand. And I don't know. I just
how long were they married for? Was it 3-4 years?
Or was it like MySpace days?
Well, they were. I think they were married for like 2 years, 2 or 3 years, right?
No, it was more than that. They got engaged. I remember, because I was disappointed. Very young 13-year-old me was so sad when I saw a photo of him proposing to his ex-wife, and so, I was like, damn. But it was like MySpace days, so like 2005, 2006.
So, did you want to be proposed to by John Cena?
Like, when I was 13.
Okay. All right. I was like, where are we going with this?
No, I definitely agree. I personally think that it's something deeper than that, because he doesn't have a connection with his family. That's why he has these Downton Abbey like dinners, and he's like, me and my family never really, like, he is such a private person, we don't know as much about his family, but the little things that he does bring up, it's like they didn't have that connection.
You know what? I cannot wait. In about 20, 30 years from now, I cannot wait till they make a movie about him. Or something about John Cena.
I don't know if that'll happen.
That would happen.
Yeah,
I don't think that'll happen.
I don't know if they want to see a movie about.
Oh, I would. Just a darker side.
Well,
happened.
I mean,
I have a quick question. Oh, sorry, guys. From the booth, do you think John Cena would make a good dad?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, you could tell and watch all the Make-A-Wish, watch all the Make-A-Wish videos that he's done. He's been great. Yeah, it seems like...
But it's a lot easier when you give the kids back, though.
It is. It's so much easier.
That's the thing. Like, I love some people's kids, especially the well-polite, like the well-trained ones. But it's
well-trained.
Always,
she said trained,
it,
y'all.
It is trained. Yeah, it's a thing. They know, some kids know to go to bed at 8. They start going to bed. Or, and then you give them back when they start crying. They're not mine.
Or just thinking out of my top of my head, one, either he probably had a miscarriage with his ex-wife. They probably had multiple miscarriages. Maybe. And it's like, I don't want kids if this is going to happen. Two, he probably got a vasectomy.
You can reverse that, though.
I know, but he probably was just like, it's a done deal. I don't want to go.
Oh,
back.
Maybe that's why she didn't do the okey-doke.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the worst. So
there's some reason why she hasn't done the okie doke yet.
So Joseph of
it's
Joseph.
In that contract.
Probably is. Joseph on the live chat, Joseph's always holding us down. He said they were together for 14 years. They are married for 3.
Yeah.
When he took on The Miz at Great American Bash 2009, she wore a Mrs. Cena shirt in the audience.
That's what I thought. I knew they were together for a long time and only married for a short time.
Yeah, and
I remember reading that.
And even when they had a feud with CM Punk, CM Punk said something straight to his wife when she was in the front row.
Well, so a lot of drama and a lot of stuff going on. But want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life?
Who doesn't?
Yes, we do. For those of you who do, we have an amazing podcast for you. Oh, a little music and stuff.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, Cardi.
Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrities and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. I feel like I should have a party at Maria's house.
Hey.
Just go to iTunes and
Summer's
subscribe.
Summer's coming up.
I know, right? Go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that we sent you there. Be sure to check out Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Yeah.
So, Brie, she seems like she's having it all. She's now eager to get back into the ring. She's training with her husband, which is great. So how are you feeling? How do you feel about Brie's performance when she did get, I believe it was WrestleMania, right? Or is it Raw 25?
Royal Rumble.
How do you feel about her performance?
It just felt the same. I felt like they never left.
Oh, you've seemed like you've never been... you could care less about their performance. Like, they weren't that good.
No. And I'm not saying that they haven't progressed. Uh-huh. I just think that when they're together, I feel like I'm watching the same person wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're separate, you can tell the difference between... It's not... And I'm not trying to say, like, well, they're not... They're a tag team. They're this and that. But they're twins. Mm-hmm. And when you're a twin, you usually have this... that twin connection, mm-hmm. and that's what they have in the ring.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like the Usos yesterday. Do you see that?
Yeah, see if
I love the Usos.
Yeah. But the Usos are different.
Just
take a moment of silence for them.
Because when the Usos are wrestling...
Cousins or brothers or something?
I know! Can we get a family
But when the Usos are wrestling, you can't tell who's a
right,
who.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So
even closely, even more, because with Nikki and Brie, if you look at their boobs, like, if you concentrate on their boobs, you can kind of like, oh, okay, there she is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Boobs.
Nikki has fake boobs and Brie doesn't.
She does. But I feel like their faces look different too.
One's a little bit, I mean, it's not even like a...
Like Brie's face is a little thinner than Nikki's.
That's always
been like that when they first came.
Yeah, because they used to call Nikki fat at one point, even though she's not.
She's not.
But
she's
if you compare, if you stand them side by side, then she's kind of like, oh, okay, if you're going to use that word, then that's how you would compare them.
I couldn't tell
boobs.
Them apart.
Well, really?
I just looked at the face. I wasn't like, hey.
I told you, look at the boobs.
No,
you can tell Nikki.
She's like, no, I don't want to look at the boobs.
Like, you can tell that's Nikki, and you can tell that's Brie. Because their faces, like, Nikki's face is rounder.
Yeah, before they came back to WWE, I couldn't tell them apart.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I first met them, when they had SummerSlam, I couldn't tell them apart.
Mm-hmm.
And now when Brie and Nikki got the surgery, that's when I noticed.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
So are you for one? Do you think that, hey, look, boobs and no
find,
boobs.
Find a picture of like 2006 Bella Twins.
Now, are you for them?
2008.
Do you think one, they're going to come back like on a weekly basis? Or are you thinking they're going to have like a, almost like a Ronda Rousey contract, whatever contract she has?
I feel like they're going to have a contract.
It's like a Ronda Rousey contract.
Yeah. Where they just come up.
Like they're probably going to have like a part-time contract because.
That must be nice. I wonder what that check looks like.
There you go. Great picture.
I'm not sure, but it's probably cute. I'm trying to get one.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Like, they have the wine. They have the clothing line. I know I'm missing something.
Could you tell them apart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You can tell that that's Nikki and that's Brie.
Yeah.
This is Nikki and that's Brie.
I think... Because we now know who's who, I think, before them.
Oh, yeah, you know, when I first met them, I had no idea who they were. Mm-hmm. I met them the same day that I met Donald Trump at the Miss USA pageant in Vegas. I was actually styling a client. And I saw that they looked alike, but I was like, oh, they must be
slight
sisters.
Difference.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I could tell there was a slight difference there.
Mm-hmm. So are you what storyline would they have? First off, so Brie is training. Nikki's cleared to wrestle. Do you think they're going to come back together for like a SummerSlam? Because we haven't seen them.
I think that they're probably going to come back. Here's what I think that will happen. If they come back SummerSlam, have them face the Iconics.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah. That
like old versus new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And good.
Do you know who the Iconics are?
I don't.
Okay. Really, actually, they're really, are they really from Australia? Or they have, okay, so they're these two Australian girls, but they play the mean girl role very well to the point that they're so good, you love to hate them. Mm. Okay. Like, I love people like that. Carmella's like that, too. Like, I love people like that where they're so good. It's like, man, I don't like the fact that Carmella has a belt, but I really like the fact that she's making me hate the fact that she has a belt.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
she evokes. Emotion.
Right. Yeah. So the Iconics are really new onto the scene. They came from NXT. Mm-hmm. They're doing well, but they're not wrestling as much
and
as
they should. And it's a fun fact about them. They didn't like each other when they went to school together. Mm-hmm. They hated each other in high school.
They probably seemed like they're alike.
And then once they started wrestling, they're like, oh, wow, you like it too? And then they became friends.
So Joseph asked, does WWE try to bring back Nikki and Brie by finally introducing the long rumored return of the W tag team championship? That could be I see a tag team championship happening, but I also see, which I've already said on a lot of different shows, a women's show, like an hour show, like 205 happening as well, which I'm not excited about because it just adds more wrestling that I have to watch, but which is good because it'll bring in a whole different audience, like the same type of audience that started watching Total Divas, that may have gotten into wrestling a little bit more or started at least like, you know, dabbling in it because of them. So I think one of those two things, I heard a rumor, I think I was the one who put the rumor out, after like the Mae Young Classic they might introduce like a whole separate show either this time around or next time around, so we'll see.
Yeah,
but I'm sure Joseph you'll know before I do, so just, you know, keep us up to date.
Keep us posted.
Let us know what the deal is. On iTunes, give us five stars, nothing less. That's all we want. That's all we're asking. And also continue with your comments on YouTube. I didn't go on the one. Were there any comments this week? I didn't go on YouTube.
Someone posted about that they think both of them should go to therapy. And I just replied. I was like, I think John Cena is the one who needs to go to therapy.
Well, they've already been through therapy, you know, and I like this song.
I know. What is this?
Is this Icebox by Omar?
Yeah.
You know, just for our iTunes fans, sending some love, you know.
Oh, yes. Okay. I was like, what's that?
The first choice made a lot of sense. This choice, maybe a little less sense, but we can roll with it, right?
I was just wondering, like, is there something we're supposed to do right now?
Related, like, Nikki is becoming an Icebox.
Yeah, exactly. I planned that whole thing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
I helped connect it for you.
I think they did go to counseling. Did they not?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
That's how he got to the point where he even wanted to get married.
Right. So, I don't know.
I think John just needs to go to therapy by himself. Probably. I feel like he has a lot of stuff to express.
I feel like he's probably done that, too.
I, I think the John that we see now, that we see on TV, like, I think they approached him.
Are two different people.
Yeah, they approached him on about the idea 5 years ago, or maybe seven. Like, I don't think he would have been game for it. Like, the fact that he seems like a very private person, and, you know, he's seen the benefit of this because... I don't know if he's executive producer, but I know the Bellas are executive producer on the show. So they have control of what gets edited, what doesn't. Mm-hmm. So that's more of a control as far as reality shows. So I think you were approaching with this idea years ago when it happened. Now what we're seeing is what he may think that we want to see, as much as he can physically give being a private person. I don't know. It's just like we talked about this last week.
He did look... Okay, so when they did the engagement party, I felt like he looked... Happy.
Around his family, and Nikki brought his best friend. Like, it seemed like he was, yeah, that didn't seem like an act.
It didn't. No. Yeah. It seemed like him.
Like, oh my God, you smile.
I feel like this is what they're trying to tell him, that his publicity people are trying to tell him. This is you.
You just need to be you.
You need to just be yourself and don't act.
Right.
But yourself is like this. Because a lot of people tell me that. They're like, Mo, be yourself. And I'm like, but I don't, when you tell me to be myself, I get in my head. And I'm like, I can't really, I don't know how to be myself.
Right.
But when his family and stuff was around, I felt like that was him. That was himself. He really seemed happy. And he really seemed like himself.
I wonder what the room was like for the production crew. To actually see John Cena, how do I put this? Like, the whole time they were there. I wonder how he was.
Are you saying, do they think he was different, like they saw him in that light and they're like, oh my gosh, this is really John Cena? I think when the cameras are off, because the production crew is there when the cameras are off too, they probably see that. And so when they're taping, it's like, oh, okay, now we're seeing the John Cena that we see all the time actually like being like recorded. I think that was the case, and I think it seemed more natural for him because he was around people he was comfortable with. So, you know,
and I'm surprised his best man was probably still is his gym
his personal trainer.
There you go, his personal trainer. Because Rob, for the longest time, the longest time, everybody in the wrestling community is saying, no, it's probably gonna be Randy Orton, because them two started together, they were on the road together, they're pretty much best friends. If you watch Randy Orton's like old documentary, him and Cena are like, look, best friends forever.
That old documentary, that's the key word.
But still.
I think they're good friends, but it also depends on, you know, he's not on the road as much. So maybe the fact, like, they were really good friends because they were on the road and, you know, they clicked. But then life happens and now he sees the gym guy more often.
Every day,
so it might be kind of awkward. Yeah. I know, right? That's beautiful right there. It might be kind of awkward to put him as his best man when, you know, they haven't had those conversations where it's just like, you know, they're on the road driving to some town and they're having those conversations about whatever. Like, life has changed so much.
John and Randy are, I don't want to say they're on the same level, but when it comes to being on the road, they're on the same level.
Right. But then, now that you say, I notice we don't see Randy. He might have the same type of contract too.
He has his own bus.
Yeah, but we don't even see him on the show as often.
No.
Interesting tidbit, guys. When I was Google searching Randy Orton, the very first suggestion on Google was Randy Orton and Brie Bella fan fiction.
Oh, like they had a little something-something?
I think maybe the post-John Cena people are really shipping those two.
No, but isn't he married?
I don't know.
Oh.
Let us know in the comments, guys. Is that something you want to see?
Joseph will know. Yeah, I definitely don't want to see that because Brie was
Daniel
already.
I like Daniel and Brie.
Yeah. Wait. Did you say Brie? I thought you said Nikki.
No, I said Brie. Yeah.
Oh no, Brie wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no.
I think it's because they had it was because they some fan probably wrote it and thought it was a cool thing
and
to
then
write.
It took off
because Brian and Cena had a feud and Brie was kind of involved in that feud a little bit. Maybe, I don't know. But moving on.
Thank you.
WWE Encyclopedia.
Let's get into that whole issue. So Nikki, they're at the engagement party. Her sister, which I have some good news to tell you guys. I can't tell you guys on live chat, but I have some good news about next week.
After the show?
After the show. Leave you guys in suspense, but you might enjoy it for next
week. I'm like,
I know, I should have texted you guys. I meant to text you guys a couple days ago, but you're going to like it.
Okay.
You're going to like it. During that, JJ and his wife, Brie was a little tipsy because she shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have done that. She was super excited and she should not have done that because I was like,
If someone did that to me in my engagement, I would have been pissed.
Right.
I don't know. Can I say that?
Yeah.
But I would have been so upset.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, dude, are you like, seriously?
Well, right. Exactly.
This should have been more of like wait a week later or wait a couple of days
or
later.
Or even they said they wanted to wait a couple of days, like even though they knew everybody was still going to be there right until the next day or the following day.
But Lauren's family wasn't even there.
Right.
So
I think it was even worse because everybody knows how long everybody's been wanting Nikki and John to get engaged.
Get married.
And they're finally engaged, and then you just throw it all off.
Still the whole spotlight.
I feel so bad for Nikki. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, girl.
Like, even when she was trying on her wedding dress, they were like, finally, it's Nikki's moment.
Yeah.
Like, it's finally her moment. Right. Yeah. And I feel like Brie just kind of stole that from her by saying, oh, we have another announcement.
Yeah.
And I also feel like it should have been when Lauren's family was there, too.
Right.
It should have been more of a setting for for Lauren.
A little, because Lauren also does a lot of stuff online, so she might have wanted to do something video-wise and all
sort
of stuff. Like, she might have messed the whole thing for people. Because they could have did the announcement that it would have been picked up by People Magazine. Like, she did, essentially killed that whole vibe.
How many weeks pregnant was she at the time?
She was like early. She said a super soul was under 3 months.
Exactly. And
she said super early.
And a lot of women
wait until 3 months.
You can't wait until after because you don't know what can happen.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things can happen. So, Joseph, thank you. 12 to 6 weeks.
Good thing she didn't jinx it.
Well, yeah. So do you think, Nikki ends up walking off because obviously she's like, everybody around me is now having, it was one thing when they have one kid, now they're having two. Do you think if they didn't make that announcement, she would have called off the wedding or do you think they would be married at this moment?
I just don't think that part.
I think it still would have been called off.
That seemed like the tipping point.
It might have been the tipping point, but I think her real tipping point is when Brie had Birdie. Like, she said, she spends a lot of time with Birdie. And they even have Vivian, like, which is Lauren and and I was just like, she I feel like it would have still escalated into that eventually. But I do feel like that at that very moment was just like the tipping point for her.
So she goes and talks with John. They have this conversation. John looks like, did he shed a tear or was he like ugly crying or ugly dry crying?
He was ugly dry crying. Yeah. Like he didn't really cry. But my thing is,
you almost saw his, I mean, unless he's a really good actor, which I mean, he's getting there. He's not there yet. Like you saw like the emotion break. Like, like, chick, I told you this and now I've invested and now I've committed to this idea and now you're doing the thing that I told you that you were going to do.
Right.
So, which is kind of pissy. But, I mean,
they should have gave him, like, that makeup crier lipstick that they, you know, you never
Yeah,
heard of
I know,
it,
but you want him to
have seen
actually, no.
Hey.
He had an emotion. He had a natural John Cena emotion because he was really excited, and her whole mood just kind of made
for a while because he was asking her even before that,
right?
You know, something wrong or whatever, and she's kind of like.
And he even was like, you know, be honest, we're going to change it to Napa Valley. Mm. They even got there was no reason why she could not have that conversation at home before they got on a or drove all the way that way up north. From San Diego.
They put the deposit down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, she could have said something before all of that.
And Mama Bello's like, John's not talking to me, Nikki's not talking to me, like...
What the hell's going on?
Awkward.
Yeah. Right.
So, at this point, barring the information that we've seen all over the news, like, People Magazine has been doing an article about them every single day since they announced, like, now they went to the bathroom. Like, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
So
it's overly, it's being overly done.
Too much. It's, like, all the little things. Like, she might not give back the dress. Like, anyways.
Yeah.
Do you, barring all that information, do you think, like, how was your reaction with, you know, that? The official breakup, I guess.
When they announced it?
When she told him, like, this is not going to work out. I've always wanted to have kids. Having Bree having her kid, you know, made me want to have kids. And it's just, you know, you don't want
to
have
kids. It's hard to react to something
that you already knew.
That you already know. Exactly. Yeah. So when this happened, I'm just like, damn, if they should have kept the breakup longer than it should have been. They should have said, all right, we're broken up. Announce that we're broken up, mm-hmm. but don't announce, like, just the way they went about it of this mm-hmm. recent breakup, they should have been broken up for at least a good 2 weeks.
I think that they should, if when they broke up, they should have announced it then. They shouldn't have announced it closer to the show. Whoever their PR people are, like, y'all need to get back into the vault, but because they should have announced it, like, they should have announced it when they actually broke up, because really, I think fans love the show because of them. Right. Like, people love them. And I also think that also is an anchor for Nikki, too. Mm. Like, there's so many fans that love us together.
Right.
That she's willing to try to sacrifice stuff. Mm. But I think when they actually broke up, they should have announced it then. Because now it just looks like you're playing these games. Now people don't really believe the storyline.
But now it makes, now it's almost making sense to me. Because if they announced that they broke up when they did break up, then there'd be nothing to lead up to the show other than, I think what they were trying to do, which was unsuccessful because the ratings went down again this week. Mm-hmm. But I think what they were trying to do was keep it under wraps so they would draw in new viewers mm-hmm. and old viewers.
And maybe that's why multiple newsletters are doing something every single day
right.
for them to watch the show. Whoever's our PR person, make sure it's I think it should be a WWE PR person. Because it just would have made more, in my brain, it would make more sense.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
They need an outside pub.
An outsider that doesn't know wrestling, that's...
But this is technically not... They're not talking about wrestling. Like, they're just talking about the... Yeah, they're right. more talking about their relationship.
I think the people who are in wrestling would have... The people who are in wrestling that, like, Toda Bellas and follow them, whether we are doing this show or not, I'm willing to believe that we all, not necessarily the night that it comes on, we all would watch the show.
Yeah.
I think it's for the people who know of them but are not invested into the show.
Yeah.
That's the people they are trying to get, and they miserably failed.
They are, because like you said, the viewership went down again mm-hmm. for this week, even more. So I'm just feeling as though, like, you know, I feel like this is what happens. If they would have actually announced when they broke up, this is just my thought. If they would have actually announced when they broke up before the show, and then my thing would be that people would want to see what happened. Mm-hmm. So then you want to tune in because you're just like, what happened?
Because
we love them so much. What actually happened?
Right.
So watching the show would actually tune you into what happened. That's why people continue to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, because they announce what happened, but they save everything for the show.
Right, so you see all the little moments. Yeah. We're going to see Chloe and Tristan and all that stuff.
And that's the thing, like, when it comes to, like, diehard wrestling fans, and especially the Bella fan army, like, diehard, you can mess up some little girl's head, you know, in a way. When you're telling them you and Cena broke up, some 14, 15-year-old girl could really think, oh, my God, is this real? And then they go online and they search this stuff and they realize it was a fake thing.
I don't think 14.
You know what I mean?
14-year-old girls are a little bit more advanced than our 14. Let's take 6-year-olds or 7-year-olds who don't know
15-year-olds.
They don't know about, like, naked selfies yet or any of that stuff. Like, let's take the 14.
They know, but they shouldn't know.
But
she's like, I'm not even entering in this conversation.
I do want to say a fun fact. So I reached out to their, like, manager in a way mm-hmm. to talk about if they're doing their pop up shop in LA mm-hmm. to work for them, and not yet. But I know that they're going to be having their own pop-up store in San Diego.
Ooh.
Nice.
You might like the information that I'm going to tell you guys at the end of the show, then.
Oh.
Are we getting it at the end of this show or next week?
Well, you're going to get it at the end of the show when we go off air that I'm going to tell you guys.
Perfect.
And then you guys...
Can figure it out.
You'll figure it out, and then you'll put it all together next week. All that good stuff.
Yes.
Which brings us to the shady moments. Any...
The shadiest moments. I think you had one, Anissa.
Yeah, well, I have two.
Okay.
The shady moments was when she, when Nikki didn't told John's trainer that he was the best man. That was shady. Mm. Even though she wasn't, she didn't intentionally.
Yeah.
It was still a little shady moment. And then the other one is when Brie was like, hey, we have another announcement. That was shady.
I think that one was a top shady. That right. other, with when Nikki was more of an intention, because she just thought. And then, and so you go. Now you made me think of my shady moment.
My two shadiest moments, I have two, was I do agree with the whole Brie situation. Yeah. And my second one was that they went all the way to Napa Valley and did all of that. For her to say, I don't want to do this. Like, mm-hmm. that was so shady. She should have stayed her ass in San Diego.
Like, I my language. Yeah.
And, like, told him there so they spent all this money. Like, the cameras would have stayed there for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't have to do all of that.
Or she could have said, look, I'm trying to work out some things. Let's do this in a few days. Like, I'm just, you know,
going through. The fact that they had a budget for their wedding kind of made me chuckle. I'm like, they have a budget for their wedding?
Well, of course. I mean, it's John Cena.
Yeah, but if you're married to John Cena, I would think like, hey, we don't have a budget.
No, this is the thing. Even though it's John Cena, it's Nikki Bella. Nikki yeah. likes to spend money. Yeah.
Okay, you have a point.
And weddings can get out of control.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. get like some, you know, 100 pigeons or doves or
right.
something.
She had a harp playing yeah, at her like, engagement party.
So leads me to my shady moment. Thank you. It triggered my... So Nikki tells John that she gets the best friend. She's totally sorry about that. John's going to this whole thing like, yeah, like he's pretty much kind of baiting her, and he's like, well, that would have been my choice anyway, I just wanted to be able to tell them, like, you already know she feels totally bad, like terrible about doing it, she didn't intend on doing it, you can kind of tell that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a moment where like, I honestly, it was definitely a brain fart, I am so sorry. And right. he's just playing it out, and he's like, I just wanted to be thank you. I just wanted to be the one to tell them. It's like, man, really? Like, we're already, this is a whole stressful situation as is.
Yeah.
No need yeah. to add extra sauce on top of it. You should have just took the L. It's like, you know what? You're bad. Yes, I am accepting your apology. I was going to ask them anyway. Let's go. Like, that could have taken 2 minutes.
And now that you say that, I feel like John Cena can do no wrong. It's always Nikki's fault.
That's definitely the case.
Yeah.
But that's because that's also a Nikki thing. For
yeah.
That's a start yes. of a relation type thing.
Yes, that's a Nikki thing. But that is such a Nikki
also
thing.
Also, too, given Nikki's personality, I'm sure there's certain things where he's just like, dude, just go with it.
Yeah.
But it seems if you watch it, you know, it's just like, definitely he's the alpha.
But she makes it that way.
Right.
She lets that happen. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I want you to feel like you're the man in the relationship. Is it like, even when she told Brie, isn't that what you're supposed to do? Like, you know, so she does that.
Yeah.
So shout out to all our folks on the live chat. Woo-hoo. Definitely Joseph, Sam, all y'all. There's too many of you guys to kind of scroll down. But what you can do, this is a good idea. Remind me at the end of predictions. So let's get into predictions real quick.
Predictions.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
You still thinking? What's this?
I was having a hot. Every time that plays, I have a Halloween moment.
Like, I thought you were going to say Halloween. Hot flash.
That's what I was
like, what? But I have been having those.
It's just hot in here, Jeff. I meant to tell you to turn on the AC like 20 minutes ago.
Oh,
it's really
gosh.
Hot in here.
Okay, so. As we see it play out, Nikki tells the family that they called it off, mm-hmm. and Brie is filling, you know, her twin, what is it, telekinesis. So okay. it's just one of the, I feel like, how do you really predict anything? I just want to see how that plays out. Like, how is she telling John, what kind of happens, and then how does she tell her family?
Mm-hmm. Same
and
thing.
how they really feel about it. Were they going to be like, hey, we knew this from mm-hmm. the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Which they did.
So,
I wonder. Not really a prediction, but I just wonder how JJ is going to react when Nikki tells him.
I don't think he's going to be surprised because they've already had this conversation.
Right.
Right. But I
wonder
what
mom is going to say.
Well, she kind of said it this season.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I don't think they're surprised. I think they might be...
I wonder what Daniel Bryan's going to say.
Well,
that's what I want to know.
I don't think they're surprised. I think they might be, they won't do this, but I think subconsciously be like, we told you this, and now you brought him into the situation, but we already knew that this is not what he wanted, and you still want to do that, even though we had this conversation 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
But my predictions, I honestly, I'm kind of rooting, I don't know. I mean, maybe Nikki will be with somebody else, but I'm kind of rooting for them. I'm hoping that John does want some kids, and I'm definitely seeing this being written in.
See the wedding.
Because there's a lot of years really placed into that. They've invested a lot in one another.
And it just seems like maybe this might make John, not to say he wasn't a good man before, but a different man. An upgrade. And, you know, it's going to be played out in WWE in some form of WrestleMania, because that's just what we all want. Now, this brings me to the fans and my folks in live chat. Now, we definitely want to appreciate you. In order for us to appreciate all of you guys, because I can't read all this live chat, if you are not following us, follow us, then in that follow, just say, hey, I watched the show. You guys are awesome. You don't have to say it like that. You know, whatever. Just no negative stuff.
No, say it like that.
And then we will call you out the next show. So then we can keep track of everybody, because this live chat's too long.
Or we can have a caller call in one, at least one of these episodes.
Or we can do that.
Yeah.
A nice fan call in.
I mean, that means Jeff will have the screen. We don't need any F-bombs in this piece. No. All right. So where can people find you?
I'm Monique Loveless, and you can follow me everywhere on Miss Mo Loveless, and that's all social media platforms. You can also check out my website at MoniqueLoveless.com to get all your fashion style tips and tricks. Also, make sure every Thursday you tune in to Life Sentence at 7 p.m. I will be there. Yes, I will be there. So make sure you tune into that.
I'm Anissa Savar. You can follow me on social media at Anissa Savar, and I'll be here next week.
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Just follow me on my social media. Yes, I'm doing some crazy workout stuff. Just don't hate me. There's a reason why. And there's going to be a very special surprise for you guys either next week or the week after that. But you guys are going to like it for sure. See you guys later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.